You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent report has revealed that police have seized over $95 million worth of cannabis within this year's National Cannabis Eradication Operation. The operation was ended shortly after 2020's cannabis referendum returned a no vote, but was revived by six police districts earlier this year. The program cost $700,000 per year and saw 79 kilograms worth of cannabis captured. To learn more about the scheme and its effectiveness, I spoke to Fiona Hudden, a criminology professor from the Victoria University of Wellington. I first asked her what the police was intending to achieve through the operation.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure what they want to achieve, because the cannabis eradication program has been running for about 20 years and it's failed to impact the price of cannabis, the supply of cannabis, and the consumption of cannabis in New Zealand. So there's not really any evidence for its effectiveness. So I don't really know what they want to achieve by reinstating the program in some districts.
Why was the scheme cancelled in the first place, and then why has it now been brought back?
Well, I think the scheme was cancelled in the first place because there was no evidence of the for its effectiveness. So, you know, it's quite common across the globe, really, for police to, you know, have big photo opportunities about their seizures of this, that and the other drug. But it doesn't matter how much they seize, it has very limited impact on the drug market. So I think the same could be said of the cannabis eradication program in New Zealand. They might be seizing a whole lot of cannabis, but it's not really having any impact on the availability of cannabis, on the price of cannabis, on the consumption and supply of cannabis. So I think that was the reason why it was sort of canned. And perhaps also the police were expecting, like a lot of us were, that the referendum would return a yes vote. So I think it was sort of canned ahead of an expected yes vote in the referendum. And now that has not happened, some police districts have perhaps decided to carry on with their cannabis eradication ideal.
What are they actually raiding? Are they raiding farms? Are they trying to take out raids on specific homes? Or where are they actually seizing this cannabis from?
Well, I think the aim of the program, I mean, you asked about that before, and I think one of the aims of the program, according to the police, is to try and target the sort of commercial supply of cannabis in the illegal market. So my understanding of it is that they are not targeting individual people because it's not worth them to put a helicopter in the sky just to bust someone for a couple of plants. Unfortunately, that happened. I think there was a case, wasn't there, where three plants were sprayed in the Coromandel of a couple who were growing it for medicinal purposes or something. So I think, you know, that kind of action in the sort of cannabis eradication program, it sort of demonstrates how sort of farcical it is, really, and it really needs to be shelved again.
Were there any major issues that came out during the year of 2021 while the scheme wasn't happening? Were there any major rises in cannabis use or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I've got a Drug Foundation report here, and they've got, so they say cannabis use rates remain steady. Yearly prevalence rates have remained steady for the past 3 years after a rapid rise in 2018.
How linked is this to cannabis law reform as a whole?
I mean, we need to be careful in linking it solely to law reform. I mean, I think, and this is just a personal opinion, I think it's likely that it was canned because there was an expected yes vote in the referendum. But I wouldn't like to say definitively that that was the case. I mean, my opinion is because, you know, they don't help, they don't really do anything, they're expensive. Police resources and budget and focus could be more usefully directed elsewhere, but they should be canned anyway. But if there was a law change, then they absolutely should be canned.
Were there any other changes to cannabis law after the referendum?
No, there were not. There was the introduction of the medicinal cannabis scheme, but there were no actual law changes around cannabis after the referendum.
If the scheme isn't working, can it be improved, or do we need to completely exit to see safety around cannabis use across the country?
I think we need to completely exit. I mean, politicians talk about it in terms of cracking down, and cannabis is still illegal, so we need to crack down on it and so on. And it's just, you know, we've been trying to get tough on drugs and crack down on drugs since the Misuse of Drugs Act was introduced in the 1970s, and it hasn't worked at all over the last 40 plus years. So the idea of cracking down and having these kind of dramatic police operations just doesn't help to address the issues related to cannabis, to address any issues related to cannabis use. And it certainly doesn't work to, you know, stop supply and so on. So I think we really need to rethink our approach to cannabis as well as other drugs in the New Zealand context. I mean, I suppose, you know, one of the things about them is they're a sort of, you know, they're a visible display of the war on drugs, right? So, you know, it's the police flying around in helicopters, and there's always pictures of them, you know, kind of burning great bunches of everywhere. And it's almost, you know, it's so politicians can go, look, our policies are working, look what we're doing, forgetting that they're actually not working really at all in the way that they were envisaged. So I think we really need to go down a different path. And this is just kind of flogging a dead horse, I think, the sort of failed war on drugs. It's just flogging it to death, trying to use tactics like this to address drug use.
That was Victoria University of Wellington's Fiona Hutton on the police's cannabis eradication operation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.